Welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
So let's let's have a quick conversation. Let's fill these guys in on the kind of stuff that me and you talk about.
And this on air?
No. Yeah. Well. No. This one relates. So one morning, it had to be a Wednesday morning, either the second Wednesday or the fourth Wednesday of the month. Christine says to me, "Hey, Justin Weaver has a top 10 today," and I go, "Oh yeah." So, you know, everybody has different feelings about Justin Weaver because nobody knows what he's going to do. And that's one of the things that's really good about him, because it could be a top 10 of the people he likes, top 10 of the people he doesn't like, top 10 sore thumbs. He knows what I'm talking about when I say that. But so I tune in. I'm always tuned in. So I'm listening, and they're doing their top 10 of people. So now, Slay, number 9, boom. Drive Time. I'm like, oh yeah.
Congratulations.
You know, we didn't know. I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. So I'm listening. Number 7. Who's number 7? Christine Grossman. Yeah. And the thing about it, that was rude. And it was so cool because the way that he described the stuff that she has done, he just really killed. You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting there, and I'm in my, Christine, you know the office, and I'm in there, and we're clapping for you, and we were just excited. So I'm going to give you a clap for that, to be number 7. There's no other Elks exalted ruler that has ever been in the top 10. You are the first, so here's your clap. Now, all jokes aside, how did you feel about even being nominated on that list? Because you didn't know anything about it.
Oh, I was ecstatic. It was something that I totally didn't expect. Someone had called me and kind of tipped me off that I was going to even be on it. And what an honor. You know, no matter what it is, even if it was number 10, it's still an honor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at my age and doing what I'm doing and to be in the top 10 in Columbia County, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome right there. I was happy. For the sake that, you know, with the stuff that you do for the Elks Club, that is getting seen in a different light.
Right.
You know, so.
You know, and it just brings the Elks out into the community even more. And that's my goal. That was my goal all year. So it really just put a stamp on it that people are really paying attention to what we're doing and what I'm doing. And, you know, kudos to everybody that's been behind me, too. So including you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have helped me get out there and make it happen.
So you have a couple things coming up.
We do.
Let's talk about the things that you've done already since the last time we talked. I think the last time we talked.
November?
November. You did the.
It was just before the turkey trot.
Turkey trot, yeah.
Yes, and what a success that was. Everybody came together, good, bad, and in between. We made it work. Everybody got together and made what needed to happen for the community, for adults. And children, it was my first year being really involved in it. Even though I've been an Elk for 9 years, you know, that was the first time that I really was involved. So it's kind of amazing. You know, even the adults are just as happy to be running as the kids. So it was really an honor to get that pulled off. So
yeah, it was a lot of people. I seen them running by the house. There was a lot of people that was involved. So that was cool.
And thank you to the city. You know, without the few individuals from the city, that helped me get that through, and some of the community workers, Elks Club members. It really was a community effort to get that off.
So the Elks had a passing of a member that was he might have been like the highest ranking member there, right?
He is, as of right now, yes. One of two.
One of two?
Yes, there is John Minners, who also was walking in his footsteps and have gone the same amount of levels that he has. But Gerald, or as we all know him as Woody, my mentor and one of my good friends, he really did it. And he was more, if I'm not in the community, he was much more in the community. You know, he did football, the line of things that he used to do for the community and the youth is just unbelievable. He's going to be missed terribly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
That was a heartache. That's a hard one.
After that, I think you guys have what is it called? Sip and paint, paint and sip, or I don't know.
Forget the sip part.
Yeah, sip and paint, paint. Yeah.
Yes, actually, one of our members, Paula Hall, she takes care of this for us, and it's paint and sip.
Oh, paint and sip.
Paint and sip. You have to paint in order to sip. So, yeah, we pick one picture, and you just get guided by a individual, and she tells you what to do, and it's kind of like a watercolor. At first, I was kind of hesitant on it the first time I did it, and then actually, I kind of like it. So, right now, I think she's got about 18 people signed up. Oh. It's for this Saturday at 3 o'clock, and anyone is welcome. You do not have to be an Elk member. It's open to the community. It's $30, and you get to keep your painting, have a glass of wine, have some munchies, and it's just kind of a cool thing. Male or female.
How many glasses of wine? People in there like, well, let me paint this.
We allow you two, and then after that, it's up to you. And then your picture can look like whatever it's supposed to.
might paint a Picasso out there to cover the drinks. At least that's what it's going to look like.
That's right.
So, how do you get information if you want to contact someone or... What's that? Who did you say that?
Paula Hall. Mm-hmm. And I do not have her cell phone off top. You caught me off guard on that one. Hold on a second.
Maybe the Facebook or something?
You can go to Paula Hall's Facebook page, or you can go to Friends of Elks Lodge, and it's also on there. And her cell phone. Also, you can call the lodge, 518-828-9059. And I don't have permission to give her cell phone out, so I don't know that I want to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
good idea.
So either the Facebook page or call the lodge.
Okay.
Before Friday, preferably.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Yeah, we've seen them. I mean, I think Savoyas did one before. I know a couple people have done them. A couple establishments have done them. So, I mean, it's not for us. Like, me and Slade wouldn't come up in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a little odd.
Come on, you might have fun. You never know.
So anything else going on? Like you guys did do the hot shot, right? The Pepsi, the basketball,
the hoop shoot?
Yeah.
Yes. We actually
thinking of the wine.
No. Wait. It was called Hot Shot. The Hoop Shoot is the remix. Long ago it was called the Hot Shot. Yeah.
Yes. We actually just completed the second stage of Hoop Shoot. It was at Ichabod Crane. Mm-hmm. We had some great competitors. We have an Elk member from the Kinderhook Lodge that went 21 out of 25 shots.
Wow.
So he is actually going forward to Millerton is our next stop. Okay. So really, we actually had a shoot-off between two 8- and 9-year-olds. three rounds, 5 out of 5. Mm-hmm. Both of them went through, and then finally, the fourth round, it got 4 out of 5. So, it was really, girls and boys did a great job.
That's cool. Yeah. Anything else going on at the Elks?
We have a couple things coming up, being that it's Lent coming up, and we all got to do the non-meat thing on Fridays, some of us. But we're just actually doing it for a fundraiser on March 3rd is our first one. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a fish and chip dinner. You're going to get a piece of fish, fries, coleslaw for $12.
Okay.
And then we're also going to do it on April 7th, but we're going to do a fish fry, which the difference is one is a roll and one is not. So mm-hmm. Those details will come to follow. But March 3rd is the first weekend of Lent, so it is going to be open to the public. We will have tickets on sale. You can call the lodge, or some of our members will be having them out in the public for them. So that's our first event coming up.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then after that, St. Patty's Day, we haven't really finalized that. We do have a function the night before, actually on St. Patty's Day, that's a wedding. So we're trying to figure that out, maybe do something on Saturday.
A wedding on St. Patrick's Day? That's cool.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's
so,
cool.
Our St. Patrick's.
I don't know if
there's
going to be a limit, 2 wines there.
It's 2 green beers. So that's what we got coming up right away. I'd like to take a little bit of, when you're ready, on our Hero Day. We're starting to plan that.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that from last year.
Yeah, I remember.
Skip is actually not here. He's stuck at work, so I'm going to kind of plug it for him.
Free Skip.
Yep. I know. Damn. It's coming up on October 7th. Why we're starting to promote it now is that we're getting nomination letters out. Okay. And what it is for our local heroes of our first responders.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fire, EMS, and police. And that can be from anyone in Columbia County. State troopers, sheriffs, Hudson Police, all of your EMS, and all of your fire stations.
Okay.
Nomination letters will be going out April 1st to all the departments. And then we'll also put it in the paper because a community member might see somebody that did something really special. You don't have to be a part of the Elks. You don't have to be a part of any one of those departments to nominate someone. And then, you know, as we get closer, you know, we'll get with you guys and get more information, but it will be October 7th. We are also looking for vendors to set up tables that are selling any kind of memorabilia or supplies for those three companies. T-shirts, lights, you know, anything that, of that sort. So we're looking for that this time of the year to get that going.
So you decided October because last year it was kind of hot. What you guys?
It was
June,
screaming hot.
June, July, maybe.
It was actually June, and it was hot. We chose October 7th because it is the first weekend of Fire Prevention Week.
Okay.
So it kind of made more sense. It will be a little cooler.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully it doesn't rain or snow, but we did pick that week for fire prevention. Right now, I know we do have the rollover simulator from the state troopers. So that's going to be kind of a cool thing.
Nice.
So we'll have a lot of activities, a little bit more than last year. Last year was our, you know, first go around. We made some mistakes and learned from them. And hopefully this year we'll have a little bit more going on. We will have more going on, actually.
Yeah.
But just keep you guys, you know, outline in the paper for that nomination letter and hopefully we'll get some good nominations in here from the community.
Yeah. I think I might fill out one.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we gotta work on a nomination.
Yeah.
We should definitely get involved and nominate someone.
Remember we decided, Slay, we didn't really decide, but we talked about deciding that we're gonna run the turkey trot next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you missed it. Yeah. You weren't ready.
We could start training after February. We could start training March. Around March. Yeah.
Well, Tim, I don't know what the hell you go because
you're with us.
You're with us.
Yeah. I was thinking we should go to Sip and Paint, us three.
You can just sip and watch us paint.
We're going to put up. we're going to be a part of the whole show.
You'd be surprised. I was surprised. So
I'm excited about the turkey trot. I'm going to run this year. I ran before long time ago, but I'm going to be ready to run. Slay, I expect you to. Postmaster Ray, Tim, you with us, Tim? All right.
I got to get in training.
Yeah, we'll set up some training.
Yeah, there's a few hills that you got to run up.
Yeah, that's all. We don't have to finish. We just have to start.
Yeah,
true, we
it.
Do have an ambulance at the
end
of the...
Yeah, and whoever rescues us, that's who we nominate. That's who we... Whoever rescues.
There you go.
When I'm wheezing on this side, what's your name? Let me write that down for you. You're a real hero, you know that?
Phone number, please.
Get this to the exalted... That's going to be my last words. Get this to the exalted ruler.
She'll know what to do with it.
She'll know what to do.
That's awesome.
All right, so
hey, well, you know, two birds with one stone.